If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Byron Andreas, the president of Andreas and Sons. You hear him on Home Sweet Home Chicago. Well, mostly they hear your daughter, Sarah, right?
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. Tell everybody what you do.
Lisa, we are in the concrete business, and we're a family-owned business out of Cicero. My daughter, Sarah, does the radio with David Hochberg on Saturdays when we're here. I used to be in it, but they threw me out of the chair, put her in there because she...
She's prettier.
Prettier and better speaker. That's what she went to school for. And then my sister, Debbie, is in the office, runs it. My older brother, Bobby, retired 7 years ago. My brother, Brad, does little odds and ends because he had an accident 20-something years ago. And my nephew, Johnny, came on board 6 months ago. He's in the office estimating with us and third generation. And my dad started it back in the late 50s. And been doing this all my life.
And now something new has come about. We know that the Cubs wouldn't have gotten the All-Star game if they didn't put up the bollards.
Yes.
And then we saw the tragedy at the Portillo's, and now there is a movement. People who own businesses want these in front of their businesses, not just for, you know, safety, right, but they want to put an end to the smash and grabs, right?
Yes, we've been putting ballards in for industrial and schools and forever. But I see that now, after I listened to the attorney last week on the TV representing the family of the 2-year-old that got killed, which is a tragedy at Portillo's, that he's going to pursue the ballard replacement was not properly installed. And I just want to let everybody know out there that we're going to be putting it on our website and our commercials and stuff that we're going to be servicing any schools, strip malls, stores, community centers, anywhere that their ballards are installed for one reason is the smash and grabs. Because if they had them in front of stores, they can still smash and grab.
They can't use the car to go through the front window.
Absolutely.
Though.
And yeah, that's pretty much all of them. And then yesterday, there was an accident on the south side. Some lady hit the gas pedal, went through a store by accident, and injure some people if they had the ballards, and we can offer that. We're going to offer, we can custom design them. And a ballard, to people that don't know what a bollard is.
I was waiting for you to catch yourself because today he's like, it's bollard, Lisa.
I've been calling it ballard for years, but it's bollard. So our standard bollard is a 6-inch diameter, 7-foot long. It is 3 foot in the ground, surrounded by 2 feet of concrete, 4 feet deep, and it's projected out of the ground 4 feet. And we can... a lot of the industrial places paint them, but we have yellow sleeves, red sleeves, blue sleeves that we could offer to a customer, and we could put their logo on them too. And you could put 4-inch ballards, 6-inch, 8-inch. I've done 10-inch ballards in front of a factory in Cicero, where the truck kept hitting the wall between the two docks. This 3-foot wall damaging it, and we repaired it every time it damaged, at least a couple times a year. Probably 10,000-20,000 a year.
Oh, jeez.
And these are good friends of mine. I said, listen, let me install these 2 10-inch ballards.
Bollards.
10-foot long. We put them 5 feet in the ground, surrounded by 5x5 concrete. And there, I sent you a picture. There is that wall that they've been hitting hasn't been touched. These trucks just bounce off it.
Yeah. And so how much cement does it take just to do one bollard?
Right. When we do a standard 6-inch bollard, is we auger a hole 2-foot diameter, and we pour the concrete center 4 feet deep. Then we fill that steel ballard. It's a 1/4-inch thick steel. We'll fill it with concrete, and you're not going to move those. The car can go 50, 60 miles an hour. It's not going to move it at all. Now, there's some places you'll see ballards that are tilted, moving and stuff. Those are when they just install them at 12-inch diameter concrete. You have to have the base. The concrete 2-foot diameter or bigger is key for a baler to hold up for weather.
You know, I first really started noticing them when Target put the big round ball ones out in front of all of their stores. They're the one retailer, the big box store, that has been early in this game. But now, do you think this is going to be the future? We're going to see these just about everywhere?
Absolutely, because the industrial ones are for industrial, but you can make them look nice, like the big round things. That's very, very expensive.
Right.
You know, and like if I do for a customer, if we do 6, 8, I'll give them a discount. More, the more we do, the lesser it's going to get. And I'm going to be offering it, if everybody goes to our AndreasConstruction.com, our website, we'll be putting up there in about a week or so, examples for customers to pick. And we're going to be having it on our website. And we're going to talk about it more and more because of that reason. It just clicked in my mind last week when I listened to that attorney talk about bollard replaced that was properly not installed. And you can make it look nice where it's not going to be an ore site.
Yeah,
you know,
Where it's not going to ruin the facade of your building or your business.
And for a business to invest in like strip malls, for the inconvenience of a store being shut down, getting robbed, or an accident, for the cost of it, and once they're in for our lifetime. They're not going nowhere. So it's really.
And before I let you go, you're still doing residential, right?
We do a lot of residential, patios, driveway steps. Anything in concrete for residential. We do a lot of industrial chemical plants. I work for a lot of villages, towns. We're in-house concrete contractor for Cicero, Berwyn, Stickney, Forest View, Oak Park, North Riverside, Forest Park, Orland Park, doing work in Bridgeview. And they call us when they have an emergency, like a water main break, repair the street, the sidewalk, and so on and
right.
so on.
Well, it's good to have a guy like you that'll do somebody's local driveway, you know, or their backyard patio when you have that much experience doing everything for towns and villages and huge businesses.
Yeah, we have a very good employees that have been with us for years. I've had an employee retired 2 years ago with 38 years. I got guys with me 30 years, 25 years.
That's great.
We treat them the way we want to be treated, and they're good guys, and it's our team. That's our foreman, Todd and Phil, are two foremans, and I have guys that have been with me for years, and we're family, and we try to take care of them, and we try to teach everybody, every customer, like it's your own house. And
that's my dad
stressed that forever. And in a kind of a way where he give you a little slap at the head if you got out of line, and try to treat every house it's like it's your own house. So
Andreas and Sons, you need to reach out to him. Keep an eye on those bollards. They're going to be a part of our future. Byron, thank you so much for coming in.
Absolutely. Anybody give us a call for a free estimate consultation on bollards, all your industrial places, or your strip malls, all your property managers, you give us a call at Robert Andreas and Sons, located out of Cicero at 708-863-5735.
You did good. Sarah would be proud of you.